Tina here from Channel 10. Thanks so much for watching. It's very exciting. We've got the Zune Spring Update version 2.5, and Terry Farrell from the Zune team is going to show us all the goods. Terry, what are we looking at today?
I'm going to run through some highlights of what we have. I don't have time to run through everything, but exciting new stuff. We're rolling out new music discovery features where we boosted up the social. A lot of new stuff happening out on Zune.net and integration in the software, bringing Zune cards down to the device. Zune Marketplace. We've just launched our video store. Lots of great content there.
Well, let's just dive in. There's okay. So much to say.
Okay, what we're out on right now here is Zune.net. So this is where our social lives, the online music community. What we're looking at right here is my profile page. So we've made some updates here to the layout of the page, just running through this, a better visual representation rather than looking at flat lists here. But a couple quick highlights of new things here. One is an About Me. So today, people that are in the social, their identity is associated with their Zune tag, which for here is aficionado for me. But if you want to find friends, you want to have some deeper association with their real identity. So now you can go in, you can put in a little bit more personal information here that's searchable throughout the social. So I have Terry Farrell, the city I live in. So any of my friends that come in here, maybe they don't know my Zune tag, they can find me that way. It also shows up here on my profile page.
Great.
In addition to that, we've started with reputation, with badges here. So right now, it's about top listeners for certain bands and albums. So you'll see this number 2 on my card. When I click on that, it shows that I am a bronze power listener for some of the bands here. So Nico Case and Spoon. If you were to go to those artist pages in the social, you'd see that I was a top listener there. We have bronze, silver, and gold levels for that. Some other cool new stuff that we're doing down the page here is we've added a feed. So if you come visit my page, you can actually see some of the recent activities I've done here. So you'll see top listener associated with different albums I'm listening to. If I've changed anything on my page, my profile picture, my background, my about me, all that stuff would
update. All right, so
here
we're opening up a little bit here,
exactly.
A little bit more exposed. If you want, though, obviously you can change, set it however you'd
exactly.
like.
Exactly, there's privacy settings that you can just have your friends see. You can choose to not partake at all, but I think to really get the full benefits of the music discovery, it's great to open it all up here. So in addition to my profile, we added actually a new view called My Social. So when I click on this, it actually opens up a new page. And what this is, it's a representation of all of my friends that I have in the social, so people that I've befriended. In our last iteration of the profile pages, we actually had your friends show up as a list on the page. This actually brings a little higher fidelity view of that. So what we're looking at here is all of my friends' activity, and across the top here, it's represented in a mixed view. So this really shows a much better presentation of all the bands and albums my friends are listening to. I can click into these. I can actually see what friends have been listening to these albums. I can play a 30-second clip. If I click buy, it would take me to the point of purchase inside our Zune Marketplace. I can even send this on to other friends. As my friends are listening to new stuff on their Zune and in the Zune software, this mix view is going to change. This is a really great discovery point. Every time I open up my software, I'm going to have a different presentation and a nice stepping off point for checking out new music.
So a great way with just seeing what other people are listening to,
Yeah, that's great. And then here, my friends list, we have a different presentation here. I can roll over and actually see the about me's for these folks. If I click in here, I can see someone like DJ Missy here. She is actually one of the producers from the Zune Marketplace, Emily. What's great about this is we heard from customers that they want to know how to connect with better music discovery friends. So if you load, if you start a Zune account, actually you're in the social and you don't have any friends, we preload these 6 friends for you. So
everybody's got friends.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we want to see that value of music discovery and have customers get a good first start.
Cool.
So the way that works, these are all our Zune Marketplace editors. These are all music experts. It's a great jumping off point. And then down below here, you also see the feed from all of my friends. So I can see if they're top listeners for different bands, any different change in status. All that will be reflected here for my friends.
Nice.
Other things that are cool, too, I'm going to click in here. I see my friend Chucky Bott has been listening to Boards of Canada. I click into that. I'm now on the Boards of Canada page inside the social. I can actually see the top songs as played by the community. People are leaving listener comments on these pages, which is really nice. But if I click into one of the albums, this takes me to the album page. A new feature that we've introduced into the social is the ability to write actually reviews yourself. So these can be written, and there's a good amount of space to write your own review. And then the community can rate these, and the higher the rating, the higher in the list of reviews. So it's a nice community element that we've included there.
You're just kind of bringing everybody together, aren't you there, Terry?
So we've got everything out here on Zoom.net, but one thing that we've really worked hard to do is to bring a closer connection with that community work into the software itself. So this is the update, the Zoom Software 2.5. When I click on the social tab, you'll see a couple new pivots show up here. One is now I have my friends and the cards associated with them inside my software directly. So I can look through all of these cards. I'm a ZoomPass subscriber, so when I click into this, I actually see their recent, their favorites and their top artists. And I'm logged in here, so you see download links
nice.
Here.
Nice. So you get to skip that step, and you make it right there.
It's right there in
okay,
the software
cool.
now. So this is a really nice view to bring in here.
Absolutely.
I also have a me view to where I can look at my own card here. And click through my list. And then the inbox, we've brought that into the software as well with some cool new features to where I can actually reply. If someone sends me a message here, it doesn't bounce me out to Zoom.net. I can actually go and reply right here from the software.
Wow.
Just a nice way to integrate that more.
As you go through that, how many people are on?
In the social itself, we're actually about 2 million
wow.
folks right now.
Great.
And seeing a lot of traffic there, over 125 million page views since
wow.
launch. So.
Sweet.
Now, the real value of what we're doing with this social integration, with the Zoom card being sort of a container for the recently played music and favorites and top artists for my friends, is being able to take these cards to go. So I've got my Zoom plugged in down here. I'm actually going to drag a Zoom card down, and I can sync that to go on my device. What happens here, we get a little notice there. It lets you know if you're a ZoomPass subscriber, you actually get the full song tracks to go with you. So those playlists of recently played, favorites, and top artists, I'll get a 6-song playlist for each of those. So now all of my friends, when I sync those cards to my device, I have those to go. Every time I sync my device, it's going to refresh those cards, so all the recently played music will pop up there.
You're making that Zoom pass, just hanging that, it's just getting better and better, you know?
Exactly. And down here, you can see little device icons that let me know which friends' cards I've already synced to my device there.
Right.
So, other things that we're doing to actually show integration with the community, we're really trying to bring that in. This is my local collection view, so this is all the music I already own. When I click on Coldplay here, it pulls up the Coldplay album I have. I have a couple new links down here. This is right in my local collection. It says my friends who like Coldplay. I click on that. It takes me to the Coldplay artist page inside Zoom Marketplace, but I can see my friend Dylan has been listening to Coldplay right there. I can also see, going back here, say that none of my friends were listening here, and I just clicked on the More About Coldplay link. I go to the artist page, and we have this new listeners tab, which is great. So this is a great way for me to connect with other people. I click on Hello One here, who's a top listener for Coldplay. Maybe I want to see what other music they're listening to.
Okay.
Jose Gonzalez pops up there. That's a great association for seeing the value of community sort of with further music discovery.
Gives you a great idea, absolutely.
Yeah. So other things that we've done with the social, one last thing I'll show you here, is I'm going to go ahead and play a song. So let's go down and grab Santa Gold. I've been listening to
okay,
a lot
why
of
not
this
right
lately.
Here.
So I hit play on the song now, and we've done some integration with Windows Live Messenger. So I open up my Messenger window. You now actually see that here. So anyone I'm chatting with, regardless of whether they have the Zoom software or not on their machine, will see that link. When they click on that, that'll take them to the artist page inside the Zoom social where they can go. They can listen to a clip of that song. If they want to buy that track, they can buy it as well.
So it sounds like you guys have spent a lot of time giving nice enhancements to the social.
Yeah, it's something an area that we really feel is important to dig in, that music discovery piece. We talk to our customers. We know that they're getting recommendations from two main areas. One is their friends. Number two is radio. So we're really trying to take that friend credible, you know, recommendation for music and tightly integrate that across everything we're doing now with the device, with the community we're doing out on Zune.net, and now deeply into the software.
All right, now I'm excited to see what you have for me in Marketplace.
Great. So our Zune Marketplace today, we've got over 4 million tracks in there. We added a podcast directory. We got our video story started this past fall, where we introduced music videos, video podcasts, and support for the Media Center Edition Recorded TV. But we really wanted to bring a video store into the marketplace. So I'm happy to say we're launching that today.
Yeah.
So I click on the video tab here.
And what better show than The Office to have playing on your Zoom,
right? Yeah, we're super excited. NBC is a launch partner with us.
Great.
So you can get Office, Heroes, 30 Rock, all that here. MTV Networks and all their associated, MTV, VH1, Nickelodeon, all those shows will be here, along with Turner, UFC, some really other great content, anime stuff there too. When you come into the homepage here for videos, it looks very familiar if you're used to Zune Marketplace for either music or podcast. We tried to family that all. You have a couple different ways in. We'll have editorial picks here. You can actually scroll down the page and see top episodes and top series from our charts. I'm going to go ahead and just click into a network here. So I've got NBC. I've got a presentation here of some of the shows, so I'll click into the season here for The Office. Again, very familiar to you if you're used to using Zune Marketplace and looking at our artist pages. This is a series page. I can click in to the actual season. I can purchase the whole season with one click, or I can buy individual episodes. If I want to actually watch a preview, I can either just double-click on this. Now, right inside the window, I've got a preview of this, a nice 30-second clip of that that'll play.
And just real quick, if you have a Zune Pass, this is separate, though, videos. You don't get as many.
Okay. Right. The Zune Pass is music-specific right now. So, so just excited to really get started with that. We're going to be adding in more content and more video partners over the coming weeks and months as well. So while the video piece is really important, music videos that we introduced in the fall, that's gotten a lot more attention, too. We actually sell a lot of music videos.
See, that surprises me. I don't know why, but music videos, people, that's great. I mean, I just...
We're happy to see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what we've done there to accommodate that is we've added a music video hub here, too. So I can click on that, and this will be programmed. It's going to have charts as well and top editorial picks in here. So our customers now have an easy place to go and find a roundup of all the music videos in there.
Well, that's great, because it's hard to get them on MTV anymore. So now we can actually go to Zune and find them.
So when I download this video, whether it's music videos or whether it's TV shows, it's going to show up here in my collection. So this is what I have already on my computer here. I've got an all-up list view that shows things together here. I can actually click now into things like TV here. I've got my music videos broken out here. And this kind of is a good transition into some of the work that we're doing in the software itself. So a lot of feature requests. We've got very active forums out on Zune.net and a lot of customer feedback coming in, good ideas, trying to bring that to life. One of them was people want the ability to go in and change the information associated with their video and their music. So we've added in metadata editing here. If I right-click on this video, I can hit edit. I can change this here. This was a download from Zune Marketplace, so the information is pretty solid in here. But if you've brought videos along with you or personal videos that you want to change, you can easily do that with a right click.
Wow.
Where that gets really valuable now is in the music store. So I've got my music collection here. A lot of times people will bring an album along and it gets broken up into two parts. They can now easily, if this was the same album, but it was 1 through 7 and then 7 through 10 here, I can easily just add these over and I could bring these together. So a real simple way to quickly combine things.
Wow.
I can right click. I've got the edit information here. I can go in and do different track info. I can even do a search to try and find information associated with that album and pull that up here. So just some really cool editing features that we're doing.
You guys have cut out a lot of steps. It's like everything is immediate, right in your hands when you need to do it.
Trying to take advantage of drag and drop and right-click for simple. Also, now I have the ability to browse by genre. So this was a big customer request here. I can skip through the different genres. If there's something that shows up in here that I actually want to move, say there's an album like Crystal Castles, I actually think this should be in electronic, I can easily just go over, drag that into that, lets me change this over there, and now that sits over there. All the metadata associated with that has changed too. So last thing I'll walk through here is auto playlists. So I'm in my playlist view here. I've got some of my playlists that I've created just sort of flat.
The I Hate Running playlist.
Yes, I have to. I
call it Legacy,
running.
Right?
But I can go down here and I can actually create an auto playlist now. So I can name this Hearts. I can go through, I can choose different albums or artists here. I can go through, I'm just going to choose all the music that I've put a little heart next to for rating.
So you don't have to drag and drop each individual
song. No. So I do okay here, and what it's going to do is it's going to create that playlist just grabbing all those songs that I've tagged from my device that I really like a lot. So again, super simple ways to kind of take advantage of big libraries and cut them down and with powerful features. The last feature I'll touch on, there's a lot of other stuff here, is being able to take that playlist now. If I wanted to drag that down here to one of my devices, I actually have two devices. I've got a nice Zune 80 that I titled a Rodan that has all the stuff on it. I also have this smaller device, Pickled. It's a Zune 8. I can actually set that up just by adding that in here. The next time I plug that device in, it's going to sync that playlist. So even though it's not plugged in,
it just automatically will sync.
Yeah, or if I have a wireless network at my house, which I do, it'll just update the next time it's in range there.
Wow, so, there's a ton, but you said you can't get to everything today. Where can people find more information about what they can find in the new update?
Zune.net, our product website, the best place to really dig in there. You can learn a little bit more about the features that are going on there. There's some podcast stuff that I think that we're putting out there as well to dig in and get more information. And yeah, that's pretty much a primer run through. There's a lot that we have in this
Awesome job.
Yep.
You're making music lovers around the country very, very happy. Check it out, Zune.net. And that's Terry and
Thank
his
you.
Team. Cool.
Thanks.